Hello, I'm Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. We're very happy you've joined us for the first Opening the Peaceful Heart call for love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. I'd like to share a little bit of information about why we decided to start this call. Our world seems mired in war, violence, hateful speech, bigotry, and human misery. I know for me it has reached a fever pitch that felt overwhelming. I felt anxious and helpless. People all around seem to feel divided from each other for a variety of reasons. Many feel victimized or may even feel like an unintentional victimizer. How could I step out of my own anxiety, worry, and fear to create the welcoming, peaceful world I desired to see? For me, finding a way to come together in community is the best way to combat fear and anxiety. So we decided to create a safe space where all people who want to heal these wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. We firmly believe that what we think, we create. By concentrating on peace and love rather than on difference and division, we can make a genuine difference in our families, communities, and world. And that is how the Opening the Peaceful Heart call for love was created. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen is going to get started in just a moment. She will open our circle and talk a little bit about what it means to open your peaceful heart. Then Karen will lead us through a guided meditation, followed by 3 to 4 minutes of silence. Karen will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include an RSVP for the next call on Sunday, April 3rd, and hope you will want to join us again.
Hi, I'm Karen Hager. Thank you so much for being here. We are all imperfect. And from our imperfection, we find reflections of the divine. We find facets of love, of peace, of light, of joy that bring us deeper, that take us closer to peace. And when I hear open, peaceful heart, I feel that I'm talking about a heart which is open, receptive, expansive, that is peaceful. And when I hear open, peaceful heart, I also hear that request, that requirement, that push from spirit to open, to move obstacles out of the way, to lift burdens that hold us back, that keep us small, so that we can truly open our peaceful heart. Now, as we are all imperfect, and as I am new at running the technology for this call, you will find that your recording misses a little bit of what Kathy said at the beginning, and that's because I was fumbling around with the buttons, trying to be a technical wizard, and I don't know, maybe not doing so well. When you listen to your recording tomorrow or tonight when you receive it, let that imperfection remind you of how in all our work, all our spiritual work, perfection is not necessary. Our imperfections are a reminder of the changes we can make, the ways in which we can grow, of the ways in which we can begin to work for peace. We don't have to wait till we're perfect. We don't have to wait till the time is right. We don't have to wait till we have listened to the right teachers, bought the right things, said the right things, spent the right amount of money on the right amount of classes. We begin from where we are, right here, in our open, peaceful heart. I'm going to say a very short prayer and invocation just to open our circle. This will ground us, center us in this space, bring us together, bind our energy together. We have people on this call from all over the world. And yet, even though we can't see each other, even though we're not in physical proximity to each other, we are connected energetically. You know that thing I always say on the radio show? Time and distance are no barrier to energy. That's true. And it doesn't matter when you listen. It doesn't matter when you take part. All that matters is that you are here now. So let's open our circle and begin. Loving source of light and life, we come together today. We've taken time out. We're in the middle of 1,000 things, and yet we feel a call for peace. We feel a deep desire for oneness. We understand that we are capable of turning any tide of creating change. And so we come into this circle, into this sacred space, with a collective intention for peace, for change, for joy, for hope. We ask that we be guided and protected in this sacred circle, that everything that is said and that is received comes together exactly as is best for our highest good. And we ask that the boundaries of this circle allow only that which is of the light to enter here and to enter us. And because we know that when we say, so it is, so it is. Amen. So it is. Our circle is open. And I'd like to invite you now to just bring your attention to center. And when I ask you to do that, I'm asking you to bring your breath into your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest. That's the place where we balance our physical and our spiritual paths. It's the place where emotion comes to rest. It's the place where healing occurs. It's the place where the divine can find us, connect with us, be one with us in this moment. And as you bring your attention to center, as you breathe into that heart space, just give yourself a little bit of space to breathe. And wherever you are sitting or lying or standing right now, I invite you to feel the floor pushing up against your feet, or the chair supporting you, the bed supporting you. Feel yourself held, supported in your physical body as we go deeper into energetic, into spiritual work. Continue to breathe and imagine that you are walking on a beach on a warm spring day. It's so comfortable, and you can hear the birds singing overhead. The water gently laps at the sand near your feet. All along the beach are pieces of driftwood, rocks, and shells, and you can see a few people out there too. They've got their jeans rolled up to their knees. They're laughing. They're jumping in and out of the water. And you smile as you see them. You enjoy their playfulness and continue to walk. As you walk, you can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and on your shoulders. That warmth softens you, relaxes you, opens you, and as you continue to breathe, that warmth moves from your head and your shoulders into your body, coming to rest right in the center, right in the heart. You feel peaceful, you feel energized by the beauty of the day, and up ahead as we walk that beach, you see two people carrying a large piece of driftwood, big enough that they have to carry it between them. And they see you and beckon you to follow. So you move behind them, your feet sinking into the warm sand as you go. You go curiously to see what they're doing, and it looks like there are more and more people gathering things from the beach. They're placing the driftwood and the pebbles in a large curving pattern at the far end of the beach, away from the water. From where you stand, that pattern looks like the number 3. And it's made from hundreds of rocks and shells, hundreds of smaller pieces of wood. Now the two carrying the driftwood place it at one end of that curve. It makes a straight line toward the beach, and two other people come from the other side and they do the same thing at the other end of the curve. and you realize they're making a heart on the beach. You smile and run down to the water, and if you choose, this is your chance now for you to find some stones to add to this creation. And as you turn back to the heart that's being created on the beach, you see that more and more people have come, some young, some old, with skin of all different colors, hair of all different colors, and they're all working together joyfully and with great purpose. Now you find two beautiful large stones, both smoothed from the water. One is a deep gray-blue, marked with thin white lines. And the other is a soft pink. It has brown gold flecks that cover its surface. And you carry them up the beach, and someone else joins you on one side carrying a handful of shells. And you walk together quietly, in total harmony with each other. And you place your offerings, your part of the heart, into that quickly forming shape. Now soon the point of the heart is joined, and a few people step into the center of that heart, carrying a long strand of dark green seaweed. And they place one end in the very center of the heart, and they begin to walk in a circle, laying down that seaweed in a continuous, ever-widening rings, a beautiful spiral of life, of nourishment, taking shape inside that enormous, collaborative heart. And soon you are invited in. You are invited to lay a strand to continue that spiral, that circle of life within that living heart. And you take the seaweed and you make your circle, and then you invite someone to take your place. And as you step outside the heart, the person next to you takes your hand. And you take the hand of the person on the other side. And soon we have a beautiful circle of people around this heart. All of us from exactly where we are. Imperfect, building something beautiful, creating life and nourishment and love in that beautiful heart. And in this silence, the human heart enfolds the heart of the earth, the heart of infinity, and all are one. All were strangers just a few minutes ago, but now we've come together to create a heart of harmony and beauty. And if you allow those clasped hands, if you allow that heart energy to move through you, you may feel that open, peaceful heart and find that you are at peace. I'm going to give us just 2 minutes of silence to feel that energy, to sit beautifully in that open, peaceful heart. And as we leave that moment of silence, I invite you to take that collaborative energy, that imperfect energy, that amplified energy of all of us coming together to sit into peace, to open, to love, to find strength not only in our own imperfections, but in the knowledge that we are all here for each other. My hope and Kathy's hope is that we take this energy now into our week, into our lives, through the decisions we make, that when we feel triggered by events, by things that happen, that we can, for a moment, stop and breathe into that open, peaceful heart before we react. I'm going to say a prayer and close our circle. Please understand that you may revisit this space anytime, and it is right here for you. Just bring your attention to center. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for the chance to build a heart on the beach. We're grateful to take the bits and pieces of our lives, to be in this space, coming from wherever we are, coming from the I am here. We're grateful for the connection that we've shared today. We ask blessings on everyone on this call. And we ask that we be guided and protected until we come together again. And so it is. Amen. Our circle is closed. Thank you so much for taking time today. You could have done anything else, and you chose to be here. You chose to be a part of this group. Thank you so much for being in this circle. We will gather again on Sunday, April 3rd, and we'll get information about that out to you. Until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace. Goodbye, everyone.